Anyway, Veronica Matheson is actually our cruise specialist. She's the cruisiest reporter on the team. There's no question about that. And I think she has vodka cruises, gin cruises.
Whatever cruises.
Beer cruises.
But anyway, big cruises.
Don't let me leave you the impression that she can drink, but she can drink. No, I'm just being funny. Anyway, she's investigating operations for travelling in smaller vessels in calmer waterways. So she speaks to David Reed, the head of operations of Le Boat Australia, about self-drive cruises in Europe and also in their new destination, the Rideau Canal in Canada.
David, canal boating sounds like a very relaxed holiday. Tell me about it.
Well, I think with canal boating, especially ours, you know, you are in charge. You're the captain. So in the majority of our bases, you don't need any license or previous experience. So you get a full briefing when you get on board. And it's basically you can go where and when you want. So you're not tied down to a set itinerary. It's very much like a self-drive holiday. So you've got the freedom to go where and when.
So is it really simple to drive the boat?
It is. You know, the boats are built for non-yachties or boaties. They only go at 7 km an hour maximum. Wonderful thing about canals is that you can't deviate. You can only go one way. But when you get on board, you do get a full briefing. You know, the guys at the bases will spend about, you know, 1 to 2 hours with you and go through everything. And if need be, they'll take you out for an hour or two and just make you feel comfortable and relaxed with the whole, you know, running of the boat.
Are there locks along the way that you have to go through?
Yeah, with most of the canals we're on, they are locks. I mean, some of them vary in the amount that they have. Most are manned by a lock keeper, and some are automated. There's not many left these days that you still have to wind, but there are still one or two in certain regions we go to. But they're one of the focal points when you're cruising. You know, because you meet other like-minded people at the locks. So it's a great way to communicate. And if one's going upstream and one's going downstream, you normally get the recommendations on restaurants or markets that they've just been to and vice versa. So, yeah, they're one of the sort of the topical bits of the cruise.
Good. It sounds terrific. But I'd imagine it would be the sort of holiday for people like Australians, particularly that if they're going to, say, Canada, which I see you've got a new destination there or a new canal, wouldn't they actually be going the second or the third time around because they'd want to see the country first?
Well, now, it's a good point you've raised, Veronica. I mean, we do have a lot of clients who have travelled in regions. I mean, Canada we've just launched, which is very exciting, on the Rideau Canal. And obviously Eastern Canada is still, you know, a growing destination. Most people have been to the West Coast and done the Rockies, etc. So yes, it is a new destination. We actually are the first self-drive canal boating company that will operate in this part of Canada, which is very exciting.
It is. But
I think in general, the Australian traveller is an independent traveller. I mean, in Europe, we find a lot of people may have done a coach or a river cruise, you know, where they've seen a lot of destinations and they think, wow, I'd like to go back to that one region and really get into it. And the wonderful thing with Le Boat is that we're cruising on off-the-beaten-track areas. So, and that's one of the reasons you don't need a license, because it's recreational waterways opposed to the commercial waterways, which the big river boats that we all know travel on. And but you're going through small little villages and marketing towns, you know, where there's really only the locals. You don't have the mass of tourists that you'd get on the big rivers such as the Danube or the Rhine in Europe. And I think that's the wonderful thing. And, you know, I said the Australian traveller is independent and they love to explore and get in about, you know, the local culture and community.
And so is the Rideau Canal, how long is that? Is it a long stretch of canal?
Yeah, so we're based in the middle, so we're going to be in Smith Falls. And so your two points are basically Ottawa up in the north and Kingston in the south. So we will have a range of set itineraries. You'd probably need 3 weeks to do both, you know. What we are presuming is that people will either do going up north, or they'll go down south and do it that way. We'll have a range of set itineraries, mm-hmm. or suggested itineraries, because I said it's self-drive, so you can basically choose where you want to go to.
Can you stop? Can you stop where you want to?
In Canada, it's a little bit different. In Europe, you can basically stop wherever you want. In Canada, there's more private areas. But what we'll have is all the areas where people can stop. I mean, there still will be a huge amount of areas that you can stop at. So, and that's the great thing with what we've done. The local maritime authorities have really worked with us on that. And we'll have some exclusive rights to moorings, which will allow the people to moor up and then go off and explore. Yes, the people will still have a fantastic range of day trips that they can do from wherever they're going to be.
Now, on the boat, is it fully stocked with food, or do you have to go and buy your own?
No, so I always try and compare it to travelling in a motorhome. So the only difference is instead of wheels, you're going to be on water. So the boats will come fully equipped with all the essentials, so all linens, towels, pots, pans, all that is included on board. And the reason we don't include food, I mean, you can buy a starter pack, which will just sort of get you set off for the first night, and it'll include essentials such as bread, milk, cheese, hams, you know, eggs, etc. But the great thing about our trips is we're allowing people to go and experience those markets and those wonderful restaurants that you get along the canals. And I think most people, when they go on holiday, want to get away from the kitchen, go out and enjoy that.
That's very true.
But if people do want to cook on board, you know, the boats will all have barbecues on them. They have fully fitted cookers with stovetops. You know, there's fridge freezers. And we find that if people have a long lunch, you know, in the evening, they might just want to sit on the sun deck, which all our boats have, and just take in the ambience of wherever they are with a nice glass of wine. In Canada, you get some fantastic wines, so you can still enjoy that and watch the world go by. And
Sounds great.
But wherever we're going, normally with the bases, we always have a supermarket nearby. So if people need to go and buy essentials, they can do that. But, you know, as they go along, if they run out of something or they want something, you know, you're going through all these wonderful marketing towns.
Yeah.
You could always purchase additional stuff. But in a starter pack, you would get, you know, all your essentials.
So the Canada trip, the Rideau Canal, is that season started already, or are you about to start it?
No, so we haven't even, the boats are currently being built. So we're going to have 16 brand new boats that will be going into the canal next year. So we're going to start operating from May 2018, and the season will run until the end of September, beginning of October. It's slightly shorter than Europe because, you know, it's a bit colder in the area that we're at.
Yeah. David, it sounds wonderful. Thank you very, very much for letting us know about this latest destination.
That was David Reed of Le Boat in Australasia, speaking with Veronica Matheson earlier today. And if you'd like to know more about driving your own boat up the canal, it's www.leboat.com.au. I don't know if Le Boat is correct French. I don't think it is.
Le. Anyway, LEBOAT, one word.
.com.
.com.au.